Welcome to The Flip Side. I'm your host, Roth Rajan. Flipping the mic today, this is the Contra Talk, where we talk about controversial topics of the century for GT Humanities. First, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Mr. Schaefer and Ms. McNeil, really teachers that are educating students in GT Humanities daily, and you, our listeners. Stay tuned for more. Many of us like to think that we're good people, or at least that we don't have stereotype. But even then, there's always that little thing that everyone has to a different extent of different people. In a way, you can consider that prejudice to a small, almost insignificant amount. Regardless, it's there, whether we like it or not. But first, I'm going to start off with a black and white definition. I say that because, like I said before, there's a variance in the extreme and how it applies to certain situations and circumstances. So, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, prejudice is an adverse opinion or leaning formed without just grounds or before sufficient knowledge. In other words, prejudice is a preconceived judgment or opinion. Before getting into how it applies to the 21st century, I want to go back and talk about the 1900s, around the 1930s, more specifically, To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird has strong relevance to prejudice, and prejudice does underlay the novel and its motifs. Before we continue with prejudice and how it applies today, I want to talk about the story of To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird revolves around the story of a young girl named Scout. Her father, Atticus Finch, is the lawyer of a black man accused of raping a white woman. The people of Macomb accept the clearly corrupt white man's accusation rather than the evidence present in the black man's testimony. Scout is conflicted throughout the trial because the man couldn't have committed the crime, but there's accusations against the obvious evidence. She matures very quickly for her age and learns about racism, inequality, good and evil, and obviously prejudice. Speaking of racism and inequality, prejudice is closely related to both, as the foundation is based off of some form of discrimination. With that said, I want to talk about a quote and how that quote applies to prejudice and how that prejudice applies to the court case. Scout says, "Atticus, you must be wrong." Then there's some dialogue in between in which Scout states that everyone thinks that Atticus is wrong, in which Atticus replies, "They're certainly entitled to think that, and they're entitled to full respect for their opinions. But before I can live with other folks, I've got to live with myself. The one thing that doesn't abide by majority rule is a person's conscience." This was a meaningful quote on multiple levels, as he reveals his morals and ethics on the issue, but also uncovers the mass prejudice in the city of Macomb. Furthermore, Jem, Scout's brother, in a conversation with Scout, reveals the prejudice in the Macomb society. Jem says there are four kinds of folks in the world: the ordinary kind like us, and the neighbors, the Cunninghams, the Ewells, and the Negroes. Jem isn't someone who generally exhibits stereotypism, however, he generalizes people into four types of people. It is important to note that he does so on no prior basis or experience, and he hasn't met these people before. This shows how the people of Macomb populate feelings and ideas regarding a person or group based on physical or notions that they've seen from other people or society before actually meeting them, and this is what essentially prejudice is. With the foundation of prejudices in To Kill a Mockingbird, let's discuss the relevance in the 21st century and current events. Currently, there's a strong prejudice with associations with Muslims and terrorists. On September 11, 2001, there was a terrorist attack on the World Trade Centers. This attack was remembered as the worst act of terrorism ever committed on American soil. There are still lasting impacts from the 9/11 terrorist attack, but they shouldn't change how people are treated and influenced upon. In a social experiment, people were asked if they had fears at an airport. It was revealed that people often replied bombings, plane failure, engineering failures, and people with turbans, a Muslim icon. Similar to squares and rectangles, in which squares are rectangles, but rectangles aren't squares. Terrorists can be Muslims, but not all Muslims are terrorists. Next, I'm going to talk about immigration and migrants. In an economic and social sense, migrants are often the victim of prejudice from natives or people who lived in a country originally, and they see them as a threat to life. Furthermore, people thought migrants were always paid less in terms of wage and drove out old-time citizens of the industry. There's a connection that we can make between these recent events and To Kill a Mockingbird. We can make a connection between the stereotypes of Muslims and the discriminations of how people in To Kill a Mockingbird based solely on skin color. People with dark skin tone or color were seen as low class and low paying, as seen with migrants today. Furthermore, the blacks and the people with dark skin tones were seen as a dangerous group of people, and they were supposed to be stayed away because of supposedly dangerousness. This is similar to what some Muslims experience today. Next, I want to talk about the so-called backbone, or the structure of prejudices. There are stereotypes that certain groups in society are seen as inferior or less powerful. Some prior information. The discriminating group is known as the dominant group. This power has the perceived most power, greatest privilege, and highest social status. These less dominant groups, including minorities, see themselves as objects of collectivized discrimination. These groups are marginalized and often confined to less powerful, unimportant groups. On the other hand, many oppressed social groups and individuals are constantly fighting for rights and trying to make a positive change in their community or group. An example of this is equal rights between gender and gender equality. People are trying to subdue the gender gap and how genders are perceived and how they're prejudiced in society today. At the end of the novel, Scout feels as though she can finally imagine what life is like for Boo. He has become a human being to her at last. With this realization, Scout embraces her father's advice to practice sympathy and understanding and demonstrate that her experiences with hatred and prejudice will not damage her faith in human goodness. Prejudice has always been a non-quintessential element to society, but that hasn't stopped people from trying to make it better. In the near future, hopefully it's no more. Thank you for listening to the Contra Talk, Controversial Topics of the Century. On the flip side, I'm your host, Rohit Rajan, signing out.